June 2, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Getting our attention. Opening prayer. Speak to me through your word, Lord. Give me ears to hear you and a heart eager to apply what you say. Read Joel chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, son of Pethuel. An invasion of locusts. Hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days, or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips. A nation has invaded my land, a mighty army without number. It has the teeth of a lion, the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vines and ruined my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it away, leaving their branches white. Mourn like a virgin in sackcloth, grieving for the betrothed of her youth. Grain offerings and drink offerings are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests are in mourning, those who minister before the Lord. The fields are ruined, the ground is dried up. The grain is destroyed, the new wine is dried up, the olive oil fails. Despair, you farmers. Wail, you vine growers. Grieve for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree is withered. The pomegranate, the palm, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are dried up. Surely the people's joy is withered away. A call to lamentation. Put on sackcloth, you priests, and mourn. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, you who minister before my God, for the grain offerings and drink offerings are withheld from the house of your God. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for that day, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Has not the food been cut off before our very eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seeds are shriveled beneath the clods. The storehouses are in ruins. The granaries have been broken down, for the grain has dried up. How the cattle moan! The herds mill about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep are suffering. To you, Lord, I call, for fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness, and flames have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness. Reflect. The unexamined life is not worth living. How does God get people's attention? Sometimes it is only possible when the senses are not numbed by social gatherings, celebrations of life events, pressures of work, or even the church's business and programs. In short, when the rhythms of life are disrupted, we must stop and think. The COVID-19 pandemic was such an event. Suddenly, many had more time on their hands, but a limited chance to socialize or follow the usual patterns of the day-to-day unthinkingly. Even church could not go on as normal. The situation presented an opportunity to reflect on our priorities and reevaluate what truly mattered to us. In Joel's time, it was a locust invasion on an unprecedented scale, one that destroyed food supplies, stopping people in their tracks. By using four categories, the prophet calls everyone to wake up to reality. First, he calls those whose senses are deadened, drunkards, in verse 5, whose means to oblivion have been snatched away. The second group is not named, but the feminine Hebrew word for mourn and the comparison with a virgin suggest Jerusalem, a city that was often complacent because of God's presence in its midst and therefore thought itself to be invincible. Third, he addresses the ordinary laborers whose work is undone by the locusts, and, finally, the priests, who see worship interrupted when the twice daily sacrifices cannot be offered without grain, oil, or wine. People suffering tragedy are not automatically more sinful than others who escape, but such events are opportunities for all to take stock and seek God. Joel urges his contemporaries to do so, because these events foreshadow a greater day of reckoning when God will judge all evil on the day of the Lord. Apply. Before the Lord, examine the things that take up your time and energy to see if any are distracting you from actually seeking Him. Closing prayer. Teach me, Lord, not to numb my senses, but to be spiritually attuned to what you are doing in my life, and to put you in the center.